News broke this week that Fiat Chrysler wants to invest $4.5 billion and create 6,500 jobs in the Detroit area, all to polish its Jeep and Ram brands. Detroit News business columnist Daniel House believes it is hard to overestimate the symbolism and the economic import of this news. Daniel, exactly what's FCA proposing to do and to build?
Well, they're going to take an engine plant that they shuttered in 2012 called Mach 2 and combine it with Mach 1, which is a functioning engine plant, and make it into a second Jeep Grand Cherokee assembly plant in the city of Detroit. Currently, the Grand Cherokee comes out of the Jefferson North assembly plant in Detroit. They are going to introduce, with the new model, a three-row, which means it would be that third row in that package. I happen to love the Grand Cherokee because I think it's a great two-row package, and I'm not interested in a third-row package.
But families would be.
But the market would be. And so you're going to have Jefferson North and Mack building different variations and variants of the Grand Cherokee. Meanwhile, up in Warren, they're going to be launching the Jeep Wagoneer and the Jeep Grand Wagoneer. So think of them as Tahoe fighters or expedition fighters. So a large body on frame made from the truck architecture. And that's going to be coming out of Warren, which is what's producing the Ram pickups. What I think is so interesting about this, it really speaks to brands that are growing. I mean, one of the things that Detroit car companies have been doing for a very long time, let's be honest about it, is managing the decline of their market share. It continues to tick down. The one exception to that is Fiat Chrysler.
How did FCA come to this point?
Two words, Sergio Marchionne. Mm. 3 years ago, the industry thought he was nuts when he said, we're getting out of the car business in the United States. The only cars that Fiat Chrysler brands sell in the United States, I'm talking about U.S. brands now, come out of Canada, and they're rear-wheel drive cars, the 300, the Challenger, and the Charger. They're not doing any other cars. The Dart is gone. The 200 is gone. They saw the trend in SUVs and pickups in the marketplace and acted on it long before GM and Ford did. And they also saw that they could stretch the brand of Jeep, that they could have a lot more entries in the brand and still maintain the DNA of the brand. And it's interesting that a lot of the people who were making those decisions were not American-born people. Sergio Marchionne, Olivier Francois, the head of marketing, these guys saw this stuff and have been able to leverage it and also leverage it in foreign markets. I mean, it's growing outside the United States as well. I think you could argue that Jeep is the most powerful and valuable American automotive brand on the planet. This is nothing but a really good story for Detroit. I mean, they're also making a statement that a real Jeep for the North American market comes out of the industrial Midwest. It's either made in Detroit, or it's made in Toledo, or it's made in Northern Illinois.
Well, we know FCA wants incentives to make this happen. It wants the city of Detroit to buy and provide 200 acres of land and give property tax relief that would let FCA use its property tax payments to pay down some of the project's debt. And this will draw in some criticism. What should FCA promise Detroit and Detroit taxpayers in exchange for the incentives?
Well, there's clearly going to be discussions to reach a community benefits agreement, just like Ford did for the train station. I think FCA is fully willing to do that. They understand they're going to do that. I think the mayor indicated earlier this week that he thinks the biggest challenge is going to be assembling some of the land. Now, the city does own some of that land already. DTE Energy owns some of it. The Great Lakes Water Authority owns some of it. And, of course, the Maroon family owns some of it. So there, those first two, I don't think are going to be much of a problem. And frankly, the Maroon family probably isn't going to be either. It's just going to be haggling about the price and what they're going to get for it. And I think in some cases, the city's going to try to swap land and say, look, we've got these tracks over here. You give us this, we'll do that. Frankly, I don't think this is going to run into a lot of political pushback. People are going to ask questions, but I think FCA and new CEO Mike Manley is very serious about continuing Sergio's approach of being a good corporate citizen and understanding that their bread is buttered here. And that's the point about Jeep and Ram. Those are middle American, all-American, Midwest industrial brands. And they are the most important things that Fiat Chrysler has worldwide. They drive the machine.
Detroit News business columnist Daniel House. Thanks so much, Daniel.
Thank you.